Hey there, this is Ava Lee. Last week I reached 300 followers, so it's time for another thank you ramble. I wanted to let you know that it means a lot to me to have listeners. I do love the creative process of making audio, but what makes it such a rewarding experience is knowing that people are enjoying them. So, thank you to all my listeners, the ones that follow me, the ones that comment, the ones that are silent lurkers. I do understand why you're silent. Not everyone feels comfortable blurting, "I like this ranking material," out to the world. It's okay. But I wanted to take that opportunity to remind you of my anonymous feedback form that is linked in all my audios. The last time I did a thank you ramble, no one had used this yet, but this has changed. I've received 5 feedbacks by now through this anonymous feedback form, and I assure you, it really works. I have no idea who has given me that feedback. And I also wanted to take the opportunity to say that I really appreciate constructive criticism because I want to get better for you. So, thank you for that. Also, there's another group to thank by now, which is the ones who filled my scripts. I've been getting more into script writing and I am so damn lucky. My scripts have gotten filled by some amazing fellow audio performers. I am so honored. You like my writing so much to make an audio out of it and lend it your own personal style. Getting my scripts filled is a very, very enjoyable experience for me. So, thank you. Okay, I'd like to do a little looking back on what happened since my last thank you ramble. I remember the last time I said something like, "I'd rather do a buttfuck audio than a singing audio." Well, and by now I did both. And not surprisingly, the buttfuck audio was the bigger success. Because my singing is awful and apparently people like buttfucking. I went a bit out of my comfort zone with this one, but it was totally worth it. And so much fun. And I actually liked that little scene I've written so much that I flipped it to an M4F script. Another audio which went surprisingly well was my comfort audio for trans women. This is a safe for work audio and it's on the topic of online harassment. And that seemed to have hit a nerve, sadly, I must say, because it's like online harassment is such an awful thing to happen to people and no one deserved this. And well, I just made this very spontaneous, very small audio to give some comfort to someone who has experienced this. And yeah, this was, I would say, probably the most heartwarming response I've ever had to an audio. What else happened? I took part in the Gonwald Audio Summer Nights Summer Nights Exchange, which was a kind of Secret Santa event where you make a surprise audio for someone else and also receive one by another person. And for that event, I made the audio titled "Camp Leader Needs You to Distress," which, by the way, some regrets on the title. It's long and cumbersome, and I choose it to be descriptive, so you kind of know what the story is going to be about, but it really actually isn't, and I wish I would have titled it Savage Bliss, which is a line from the text. It's pretty rough, but it includes some very sweet aftercare, which I thought the listener might need, but to be honest, I needed it myself. It was a pretty intense experience making it. And as a gift, I received a wonderful F4F audio by Skitty GWA. And oh, she has such a sexy voice. Oh my god, this was a wonderful gift. What else? Oh, I did my first two-word challenge ever. And the two words were, yes, sir. Oh, this one was also a lot of fun to make. And I experimented with some sound effects because I thought, well, if you have so little, very little text you need, there needs to be more than moans and an orgasm to paint a picture. And, well, yeah, seems to have worked. Another project that was really much fun but also so much work was the International Audi, where I speak in 5 different languages, and so it's like 5 characters and I play them all and they speak different languages. It's a shit post. It's funny. It has a lot of bad jokes in it. And this was a project I had planned on making for a very long time. And I'm happy I've realized it. Honestly, I would have been happy just to get it done, to be happy with the result and just make it. I made this for myself, to be honest. This one I made for myself. But also many people loved it, and I was, I was surprised people would love this so much. Another smaller pet project I did was my Meta Ramble, What Are My Audios All About? This was not a long time planned thing, but very spontaneous. I kind of had all these ideas in my head on my way to work, and then I wrote it down in the afternoon and recorded it in the evening. But still, it may be my most personal audio I've made so far, because it's like about what does all of this mean to me. And yeah, I won't say more here because I tend to to ramble on and on and on. So what else? Oh, I've made 2 F4F audios for the ladies, which went very well, and both go a little bit in a direction of gentle femdom. The first very, very subtly, and the second a little more directly. Which brings me to my biggest surprise I've had with an audio I've posted. This was the Slutty Nurse audio I've made, which was actually my first serious attempt at femdom. And I was blown away by the response. It literally became my most upvoted audio overnight. And I've got so much feedback for it, and people loved it. And it's such a surprise for me, because I literally had no idea if I could make this work. It was a total experiment for me. I felt so in the mood to make this, and I wrote the script, and then I felt even more in the mood to make because that usually happens when I write a script, that I get a little worked up and then I want to record it. I think it's in the nature of the material. Whatever. So I made it and I thought, well, sounds okay, but poof, who knows if anyone would take this seriously. And yeah, wow, I'm really, really getting into this. It felt good making this, and I think I'm gonna do both in the future, like submissive stuff and dominant stuff and all kinds of stuff. Which brings me to my preview of what's coming next. Well, first of all, there's definitely more Gentle Feminine coming next. I've actually already recorded one that involves trapping a shy boy against the wall, but to be honest, this one has been filled so many times recently, I'm a little afraid people might get a bit tired of it at the moment. I don't know. So I decided to wait a little before I post it. Also, it still needs editing. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, I just feel like maybe leave it for a little. Another one that definitely needs some editing is a drunken ramble of mine. which, yeah, I did a while ago when I was totally wasted. And I answered a very long questionnaire and it's like 1 hour of raw material. And some of it is just gibberish and some of it is like me blurting out too much information. And yeah, there's also half a minute of silence when I get up and get a glass of water. So yeah, this definitely needs some polishing before I can post it. Also, I'm going to write more scripts because, as I said, it's wonderful to get them filled and very exciting. And, oh, I do have so many ideas. I have so many unfinished scripts lying around. It's embarrassing. So I need to finish some of those. What else? Well, I'd say surprises. I don't want to reveal more yet. You will be surprised. And in general, since I'm getting more and more comfortable with audio making, I think I'm going to throw some kinky shit at you in the future. So if you think that's your thing, stay tuned. Okay, getting to the last part. This is getting longer and longer as always. Like last time, I made some treats for you for following me. And yeah, because I love making such things. And the first one is a silly treat this time. and I think I need to explain this. Why a silly treat? Well, I think it's not much of a secret anymore that my native language is German. And I've got some requests for making an audio in German. The problem is, I cringe so hard when I do dirty talk in German. It's incredible. You wouldn't believe it. You might not think that about me, but I'm actually a shy person. And doing all of this in English helps me so much to be more naughty, more shameless, and much more direct than I usually am. So I'm sorry, no sexy roleplay audio in German in the foreseeable future. But I had an idea that involves at least a little German. And it was a silly idea. It's about reading a song text from a Rammstein song. And the song I choose is Pussy. Because I like pussy. And because it's part German, part English, so you will get what's going on, even though you don't speak any German. Well, it's a very, very silly text. I mean, it sounds totally hardcore, but it's I think it's just ironic. Especially one of the German parts, and I might not have been able to stay serious reading this, although I tried really hard. I swear, I tried really hard. I also tried really hard to overdo the German accent on the English parts. And, well, I don't know, maybe it's just shit, but I hope you find it funny. But there's more. There's also one salty treat. And this was... And this one is not entirely new, because when I reached 200 followers, I made that mini audio about spanking. And I know, I was such a tease in it. There were some listeners wishing for a continuing part. So at this occasion here, I thought, well, I make exactly that. So I edit to the former audio so that a little spanking, which it was titled then, became a little spanking, a little sucking. You get the idea, I think. Honestly, wouldn't it be a great idea to continue this every time I reach another 100 followers? You know, I don't lack naughty ideas, and with all the fun I'm having here, I definitely plan to stay around for some time. So let's hope this audio will get very, very long with a lot of fun things happening. Okay. So that's it for today, I guess. Thank you for listening to this not so little ramble and for listening to my other audios. I hope I can make you feel good with it, because I love making people feel good. Have a great day or night, wherever you are. Bye bye.